Royce Clayton takes Juan Guzman out. Royce, slow your roll, kid. It's only his fifth homer of the year.
Next play, I like tacos. Don't you think the Pierre Thomas touchdown will be something that I'd like to see?
Don't confuse these quips from Stuart Scott as frills or ruffles. ESPN's signature African-American announcer there from the beginning of the network, a hard-working, foot-working reporter's reporter who always gave this advice to aspiring sportscasters.
Do you have any advice for other people such as myself trying to become interviewers and how to make it to the level that you've made it to?
Yes, you just asked me two questions.
Okay.
Ask one question. And you don't have to ask a long question. You don't have to ask a question where you're using so many words because you think that it shows that you know the subject matter. Ask a question that really warrants an answer. That could be as easy as why.
Stewart lost a 7-year battle with cancer over the weekend. He was just 49, but he worked his personality into everything he did, not as vanity, but as an expression of his humanity. In front of the cameras, he would always say with a smile, "We're just people."
Before we announce the NBA Rookie of the Year, got to drop some knowledge.
Dodgers and Cubs from Wrigley, President Barack Obama's second favorite baseball team in Chicago.
If you're Warren Moon, what are you doing at this hour? Watching Sports Night? We know, but maybe you should be packing your bags and calling real estate agents in Minnesota.
The big 7'1", 330-pound brother who strides up court like this after bringing down the house.
And what test reflex is better than Simon Says?
Here is Stuart Scott asking the tough questions of a legend. Michael Jordan.
What do you take from your experiences in Washington, D.C. with the Wizards that you now bring to apply here?
A lot of people look at that as a failure. You know, I don't.
When you die, that does not mean that you lose to cancer.
In the last few years, Stuart Scott brought his sizable following along on his personal journey with cancer. And like everything else he shared in his career, he made sure we had a ringside seat.
Isn't it odd that Best Ever is not about numbers, but whatever he made you feel just watching? Shock, then awe, then amazing that drops your jaw, might be pride or scorn, depending on whether you were born a Bulls, Knicks, or Celtics fan. Man, spoken word.
For the past 7 years, Scott made himself a symbol of how to fight back when cancer threatens to take away career, family, and life. In 2014, he shared a certain wisdom most people in their 40s never find.
When you die, that does not mean that you lose to cancer. You beat cancer by how you live, why you live, and in the manner in which you live.
Stuart Scott speaking at the ESPY Awards last July. Dave Zirin, sports editor at The Nation, joins me now. Dave, welcome back.
Oh, great to be here, John.
So how did Stuart Scott reach out to you personally? You know, I know he didn't necessarily contact you, but how did his life resonate with your own experiences?
Well, that speech you just played was from July 16th, 2014, and I didn't even watch it live. Honestly, the ESPY Awards, that's ESPN Sports Awards, is not exactly something I circle on my calendar as must-see television. But by July 29th, I found myself careening from a stomach ache while on vacation with my family to an emergency room to finding out I had a tumor in my lower intestine with malignant tendencies, which was still a statement that frightens the hell out of me. And the depression was overpowering. I practically couldn't move. I have two small children, all the rest of it. And then I saw Stuart Scott's speech, and it was sent to me by a friend. I watched it and rewatched it on YouTube. And those seven words that he said, those incredible seven words where he said, "You beat cancer by how you live," I mean, that meant everything to me at that time, because I couldn't stand this idea that, you know, winners were people who beat cancers and losers were people who died, and winners were people who didn't get cancer and losers were people who got this kind of diagnosis. I mean, that dichotomy was seared into my brain. And to hear Stuart Scott say, "No, you beat cancer by how you face it day in, day out, and how you love the people around you and how you let them in," I mean, it was incredibly brave. And to see him unafraid, you know, this big, handsome man, this former football player, not afraid to show himself as someone who was physically challenged because of dealing with the disease, I mean, all of these things meant the world to me. And, you know, now my cancer is in remission. I'm cancer-free. But I can tell you, like, you know, I have to get tested now every few years to see if it comes back. And I can tell you that if it does come back, I mean, I know I'm going to face it with more strength because of the example of Stuart Scott.
How does the fact that he's no longer a survivor, that he was taken by cancer at the age of 49, not scare you more knowing this information? And as a sportscaster, how does he relate to your journalism?
Oh, those are two very different questions, but both very important questions. I mean, on the first note, I mean, honestly, the way I look at it is, you said it yourself in the intro, is that he achieved this wisdom in his 40s that most people spend their whole lives and do not achieve. I mean, basically, you know, none of us are immortal here. And this idea that he lived those 49 years and lived them damn well, I mean, is something that I think, frankly, it doesn't emancipate me from fear, but it goes a long way towards making me realize that it's a far worse fate to live and to be 80 or 90 years old and to be a dead man walking your whole life afraid, but to actually live a life that's worth living and filled with love and affection and family. I mean, it's really what it means to be alive. And that's I'll take that with me. Now, as for his journalism itself, I mean, I think all of his amazing ability with words, his really revolutionary ability with words, something that had never been seen before at the level of ESPN, I mean, is what I'll take with me, because it's through the economy of his words that he was able to come up with these statements to say that when you die, it does not mean you lose to cancer. You beat cancer by how you live. I feel like that phrase for him, it was honed over the course of 25 years of trying to figure out how to use language as a way to paint pictures for people. And so that's what I'll always take with me when it comes to Stuart Scott.
They used to say it was Olbermann who was the house poet at ESPN, but I think it was Stuart Scott. That's absolutely true. Thanks for those two answers, Dave. As Stuart would always say, Hockenberry, ask one question, not two. Dave, thanks so much, and good luck.
Thank you, sir.